Grace and mercy and peace are indeed yours from God your Father and from your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On October the 23rd, 1983, early in the morning, a yellow Mercedes box truck entered Beirut International Airport. It turned onto an access road that it should not have been on. When it came to a parking lot, it made a large circle, gaining speed as it went. Then it drove right through a barbed wire fence, right past two United States Marine guards, through a closed gate and into the lobby of the Marine barracks. The explosion that followed killed 221 U.S. Marines, numerous others, and left 80 people seriously wounded. Many of the more seriously wounded were evacuated to Frankfurt, Germany, to better medical facilities. A few days after the tragedy, Marine Corps Commandant Paul X. Kelly visited his wounded soldiers in Frankfurt. Among them was Corporal Jeffrey Nashton, one of the most severely injured. Nashton had so many tubes running in and out of him that he looked more like a machine than a man. As Commandant Kelly approached Corporal Nashton, it became apparent that Nashton was conscious but unable to speak. Yet Nashton was able to call a nurse over and ask for a pen and paper. In very scribbled handwriting, he wrote just two words, Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis, always faithful, forever faithful, faithful to the Marines, faithful to country, faithful through even the worst of battles and injuries. God's word to the Hebrews today is a word of Semper Fi faithfulness. Moses is described as faithful in all God's house, faithful in the midst of oppression from Pharaoh, faithful in the midst of unfaithful people that he was leading, faithful in doing God's will, faithful in bringing Christ to the Israelites. Moses was Semper Fi to God in the midst of the many explosions of the Hebrew narrative. Moses, sometimes reluctant, sometimes disturbed, but Semper Fi to God. Now, you candidates who are going out, you want to be Semper Fi, don't you, in your parishes? Faithful to God, always. You might even want to be the new Moses of your parish. Can you handle the explosions in your congregations that will come? Can you handle the wounded? So your desire is then to be Semper Fi. But before you consider that, and before you answer the question of whether you can be Semper Fi to your congregations, you have to think about what you and Moses and me and the rest of us have in common. You see, we all suffer from this inherited, destructive, fatally mutant trait. It's called sin. And because of that sin, even if serving in the office of the holy ministry, or even as a vicar, you're going to make all sorts of mistakes, and all sorts of problems are caused by that in your parishes. For example, you might call Mrs. Jones Mrs. Smith. You might repeatedly set off the church alarm system. You might forget the Lord's Prayer in the divine service, or perhaps say it twice. Or you might forget a shut-in here or there, like you lost your keys someplace. You at times will inadvertently speak words of false doctrine. Sometimes your chanting will sound like a Muslim call to prayer. And you might really do something stupid at some point, like I did when I used a beer bottle as a visual aid in a children's sermon, all during the community's drug and alcohol-free Pride Week. Nope. Guys, if you think you're going to be the perfect pastor, Semper Fi, always, you're dead wrong. Your flesh and my flesh simply will not allow that, no matter how theologically trained we are. But you know, fortunately, this is not the end of the Semper Fi story. For as we look at our text, there's one more understanding of Semper Fi that we must see. The one more who is referred to in our text as faithful, the one who is called apostle and priest of our Christian confession, the one who was and is faithful to the one who appointed him, his Heavenly Father, the one who is no other than Christ himself, Semper Fi Christ. Christ faithful to God the Father, Christ faithful to his work, Christ faithful to taking on your human flesh and mine, Christ faithful in obeying God where we could not, Christ faithful in walking the way to the cross for you and for me. How do you like that Semper Fi faithfulness, right in the midst of the explosions of our human lives? Now, you who are receiving calls today, and those who receive vicarage assignments, and all the rest of us here today are beneficiaries of this wonderful Semper Fi faithfulness to Christ. You are baptized. You are new creations. You go to your parishes not simply as sin-stricken men, but also as the Lord's Semper Fi soldiers. Christ is faithful. He goes with you. His faithfulness becomes yours. He will be faithful because he's called you into a wonderful office. But more than that, he has given you purely, truly faithful means, his word and his sacraments, with which to do your work. So, instead of saying, me, Semper Fi, we say Christ Semper Fi, and therefore Christ at action in me in exercising the wonderful duties and blessings and privileges of the pastoral office. Christ Semper Fi for you. Semper Fi in our human flesh? No. Semper Fi in Christ? Absolutely. Forever and ever. Amen.